Welcome to Busy Research, the podcast where business meets data and insights drive success. I'm your host, Vicki McCarthy, Director of the Center for Applied Business Research at Austin Peay State University. On this podcast, we get busy learning about how applied business research can improve business decision-making. Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Busy Research. Today, we're diving deep into data analytics and its profound impact on driving business success. Our guest today is Dr. Asit Bandiyopadhyay, a professor of management and data analytics at Austin Peay State University. He's also a faculty research fellow in the Center for Applied Business Research. Welcome, Asit. I'm excited to hear about your research in this area. To kick things off, could you provide our listeners with a brief overview of what data analytics entails and why it's crucial for businesses in today's digital landscape?
Thank you, Vicki, for having me. It is a pleasure to be here and a part of APSU Center for Applied Business Research team. Now, what is data analytics? So data analytics converts raw data into actionable insights. So it includes a range of tools, technologies, and processes to find trends and solve business problems by using data. Data analytics can shape business processes, improve decision-making, and foster business growth. Now, here, I'll take one example that how data analysis can be helpful for any business. So we can say like world's largest e-commerce company, Amazon. So it is one of the world's largest and most successful e-commerce company, uses data analytics to drive their operational excellence and customer satisfaction. So every transaction that is happening on Amazon's website are being stored in detail. Now, with the vast amount of data and sophisticated analytics capabilities, Amazon has leveraged data to optimize its operations and provide a seamless shopping experience for millions of customers across the globe. Now, Amazon is renowned for its personalized shopping experience, and here, data analytics plays a crucial role in driving this personalization. Amazon's recommendation engine uses machine learning algorithms that analyze vast amount of customer data, such as their browsing behavior, purchase history, and product ratings, to provide personalized product recommendations to their customer. This allows Amazon to show relevant products to customer, increasing the chances of making a purchase. Now, data analytics can be helpful in different aspects of business. So like it can be helpful in demand forecasting and inventory management. It can be helpful in fraud detection and prevention. So for example, how Amazon manages demand forecasting and inventory management using data. So Amazon's data-driven approach for demand forecasting and inventory management has helped it optimize its supply chain operations and to reduce cost. By analyzing historical sales data, customer behavior, and external factors such as seasonality and market trends, Amazon can accurately forecast demands for its products. This allows Amazon to adjust inventory levels, optimize product replenishment, and reduce stockout and overstocking situation. So as I said, that data analytics can be helpful in fraud detection and prevention as well. It can be helpful in pricing optimization, and it can be helpful in customer service and experience. So so far as customer service and experience is concerned, Amazon's customer-centric approach relies heavily on data analytics to provide excellent customer service. Amazon uses data analytics to analyze customer data, Again, their purchase history, browsing behavior, and customer feedback to identify common issues and proactively address them. Amazon also uses data to personalize the customer experience by providing tailored product recommendation, promotions, and offers. So in conclusion, we can see that Amazon's success, data analytics play a crucial role in driving their operational excellence, customer satisfaction, etc. By leveraging data to gain insights in consumer behavior, market trends, and operational efficiency, any company, whatever their size may be, can optimize their operations, enhance the customer experience, and gain competitive advantage in the market.
Wow, it sounds like Amazon is a great example of a business successfully leveraging data analytics throughout its entire processes for better business. Can you talk a little bit about your research in this area and what you got new on the horizons?
Absolutely, Vicky. So I recently presented one of my research projects in the Society of Business, Industry, and Economics conference last month. And this research is on a little bit different, but it's on data breach in healthcare. So what is a data breach? So we were talking about data analytics, and then we're talking about data breach. So what is a data breach? So a data breach is an incident that results in the disclosure of confidential data to an unauthorized person or organization. So a data breach is, that means somebody is gaining access to your personal information unwillingly. So data breaches are most of the times triggered by cyber attacks. So data breaches are consistently one of the top five most important and worrisome information technology management issues over the past several years. As per the IBM Cost of Data Breach report, which was published in 2023, the global average cost of a single data breach reached to all-time high, and in 2023 it was $4.45 million for a single data breach. So it's a huge, costly affair. Now, if we see the data breach in healthcare organizations are attractive target for cyber criminals these days. Now, why so? Because healthcare industry holds a vast amount of sensitive patients' data, including medical histories, their personal identifiers, and financial information. So whenever we are going to hospital, we are getting some services. At the same time, we are paying them through our credit card or debit card. They get our social security number. Everything is with them. So if someone is getting access to their system, healthcare system, then they have everything. So unfortunately, such enormous amount of data has made healthcare organizations prime target for cyber criminals. And another reason is, comparatively, their technology defenses are pretty weak. Now, why it is so? Because mostly they focus on patient care, so they are into service. So they don't put a lot of attention on the cybersecurity aspect, technology security aspect. So that's why the things are happening in that industry. So over the past decades, data breaches in healthcare have increased both in frequency and sophistication, posing significant risk to patient confidentiality, financial stability, and public trust. So this highly regulated healthcare industry has been a considerable rise in data breach cost since 2020. So if we see, current year, Data breach cost for our healthcare industry, it has been increased by 53% since 2020. And for 13 year in a row, healthcare industry reported the most expensive data breaches at an average cost of $10.93 million US dollar per incident. So it is really, you know, a costly affair. So data breaches in healthcare can stealing health information and ransomware attacks on hospitals and could include attacks on implanted medical devices. Data breaches can reduce patient trust, cripple health system, and threaten human life. Ultimately, data security in healthcare is critical for patient safety, but yet it has been historically careless. So in our research, what we did, we used a text analytics approach to identify different proactive strategies for healthcare organizations to mitigate data breach. So that was the thing that we did. And we used a text analytics approach to come up with those strategies.
So it sounds like a lot of the rise in healthcare costs are specifically related to data breaches. And I had no idea.
You never know. Yeah, it is.
It's very kind of shocking statistics of the cost of it, just one data breach being so expensive. And I imagine, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, it's almost like $11 million for a single incident.
Wow.
So you can understand the you know, vastness of this kind of incident.
So some businesses may be very hesitant to embrace data analytics due to the concerns about data privacy and security and the cost. How can businesses address these concerns while still leveraging the power of analytics?
Vicky, this is a wonderful question, and it is very, very relevant. So as suggested by Federal Trade Commission, so we call it as FTC, a sound data security plan is built on five key principles. So the first one, number one, is take stock. So what is that? So know what personal information you have in your files and on your computers. So you should understand what you are taking and you should be keeping them properly. So take a stock of what you have got from your customers. Now, the second point is scale down. So keep only what you need for your business. You should not be collecting a lot of customer information, because at the end of the day, you will be, you know, keeping those information, and sometimes they are unnecessary. And if data breaches happens, you have to report them. So keep only those information which you need for your business. So that's the second point, is scaling down. Third one is lock it. So protect the information that you keep. So you have to keep your records, your information in a very secured place. If you're keeping online, that's perfectly fine, but you need to provide different layers of security to protect your customers' information. Then pitch it. So what is that? So properly dispose of what you no longer need. So whatever you need, you keep them. Whatever you don't need, you have to dispose it properly. So that is another thing. It's very important. And the fifth principle is you have to plan ahead. So these are five key principles as suggested by FTC. Take stock, scale down, lock it, pitch it, and plan ahead. So that's how a business can be, you know, using you know, data analytics and protect their customers' information. So in addition to that, I would like to add something more over here. So business alone cannot handle the situation. We need to have stricter data protection laws in our country. like European Union. Yeah. So UK and other European countries, they have general data protection regulations, which we call as GDPR. And it is much, much more stricter than the data protection laws that is available in our country. So we need to have a stricter laws so that if some kind of incident happens, then cyber criminals, they are the companies who are collecting unnecessary information. They should get more financial penalty or some other kind of stuff. You cannot go to these or collect this kind of information from your customers. So this is very important. At the same time, business should adopt proper cybersecurity mechanism and train their employees about what they should do and don't. So it's both from the government side, the legal side, as well as the business, they can take initiatives from their own front. Businesses can have proper cybersecurity mechanism. Our country have a stricter regulations in protecting customer data. So when these things happens together, then only we'll be having a better data security, things in place in our country.
Yeah, and it does sound like it's both parties have a responsibility, the government and the individual businesses, in protecting this data.
Exactly.
So I appreciate you sharing your insights and research with us today. I think this is a very important topic and is going to continue to be an important topic for businesses and people in general. But before we go, is there anything else that you'd like to add on this topic?
Yeah, just to say data is very powerful for any business. Doesn't matter whatever size of the business is, whether it is a small restaurant or a real estate company. So it doesn't matter what is the size of the organization, but they are collecting data, and data can be powerful for any kind of business. And we at Center for Applied Business Research at Austin Peay State University is always here to help you understand and implement how data analytics can be beneficial for your business. Thank you, Vicky.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Busy Research. Stay tuned for more fascinating discussions on the latest trends and innovations shaping the business world. If you want to learn more about the faculty fellows in the Center for Applied Business Research, check out our website, linked in the show notes. Until next time, stay curious and stay busy.